Sit down. Don't forget to close the door behind you. Comfortable? Good. You're on time, at least. Although in the future, I'd advise that for important conversations like this, you'd be more reserved in your choice of clothing. You want the attention to be on what you're saying, don't you? Not anything else. Good. No. I'm sure you know why you're here today. Oh, so you don't know. Well, when was the last time you checked your grades? You've been avoiding it, have you? I would have avoided it too if I'd known what was coming. Another semester with failing grades. Yes, failing again. I'm sure I don't need to tell you that this doesn't bode very well for your future at this institution. Even as the head, there's very little I can do for you. Now, of course you don't want to leave. No one wants to be expelled, but you knew the rules when you started here. And grades like that, for two semesters in a row? As I said, the rules are very clear. I'm afraid my hands are tied. Oh yes, I'm sure things will be a little challenging for you once you're a dropout. But you got yourself into this situation. You're gonna have to live with the consequences. You're very persistent, but if you wanted to stay, darling, you should have worked harder. And if hard work wasn't enough to save you, then you didn't belong here to begin with. Another chance. Why should I give you another chance? You've already had two. I don't know if I believe you, young lady. You've demonstrated for the past year that you're incapable of putting in the work. Honestly, I don't believe that academics have ever been your primary interest on this campus. What do I mean? I mean that when a student here gains any kind of reputation, I hear about it. And yours? Well, you're certainly not known to spend your Friday nights studying. Or any other night, for that matter. Well, everyone needs to have a little fun, but the kind of fun you were having. It was very distracting to you, wasn't it? Yeah, of course, you're saying you'll change. Anyone would say that, but you. Well, I seriously doubt that you would keep your word. And it's obvious why I think that, isn't it? Just look at the skimpy little outfit you elected to wear today. A short tank top and an even shorter skirt to a meeting with the head of your college. Your entire existence is based around... well, let's call it fun. And leave it at that. And even if you did manage to turn everything around, I'm afraid that for you, it's just too late. Weren't you paying attention? You've already managed to do so poorly that you're not going to get another chance. Let's say I did somehow work out a way for you to stay. What would you do? Really? How would you show me that your presence here benefits this institution? How would you prove that you have any value to me? Coming up short? I'm beginning to understand why you wanted to draw attention away from your words. Clearly, they won't be providing me with anything of substance. I don't think I haven't noticed the way you've been leaning over my desk either. You're not at all subtle. Don't pretend it was an accident. It was very intentional, wasn't it? Of course it was. If I were to guess, I'd say that you're used to charming your way out of difficult situations. I'm sure you've been very successful, haven't you? Waltzing through life, flaunting your pretty little body to make sure you got exactly what you wanted. But here, that finally stopped working, didn't it? And now you're going to be sent home for good. And there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, you'll do anything, will you? Why don't you elaborate on that for me? Go on. I'm waiting. Oh. Say that again. I'm afraid I might have misheard you. You'll suck my cock, will you? You think that'll get you out of trouble? You do? You're very confident. But what if I don't even give you that chance? You were practically begging for me to let you prove yourself before. I think you should do it again. Go on. Say please. On your knees. Now try again. Beg me. Tell me how desperate you are to suck my thick, hard cock. And make sure you do it with some respect this time. Ah, yes. Please, sir. That's much better. Perhaps your head isn't completely empty after all. Now you're going to take your shirt off for me. Give me a better view of the tits you've been trying so hard to flaunt this afternoon. That's right. Oh God, you're actually smiling, aren't you? Do you enjoy showing yourself off that much? I shouldn't even have to ask. Now, don't you show me that your words aren't quite as empty as your head? That's right. You've done this many times before, haven't you? And to think that my college has been harboring such a dirty little slut. I didn't tell you to stop, did I? Oh, don't apologize. Obviously, you just need a little more guidance. That's better. Choke on it. Nice and deep. And now you can take it. Go so far as to say that you probably enjoy it. Out of breath already? Poor thing. But I think this is good for you. You were going to have to learn to work for what you wanted eventually. Now open that whore mouth nice and wide. That's right. Oh, and your tongue is already hanging out without me saying a thing. You really do know what you're doing, don't you? Hands behind your back, my little slut. Don't move. Since this mouth of yours has clearly been naughty this semester, we're gonna give it a nice, long punishment. Take it deeper. Oh, it's even better when you gag. But I think it could be improved even more if this bra comes off, don't you? Much better. Oh. You really squirming already just from me touching them? Adorable. Now mouth open. I want to see how much these bounce while I fuck your face. That's right, tongue out and hands behind your back. Good girl. You're on the dean's list now, baby. Oh, my God. Mm. Look at you. You're pathetic. Perhaps you did provide me with a little bit of value after all. But I'm not sure if my mind is quite made up. Not yet. You can give me even more, can you? So eager to prove yourself. Or maybe you just like having a reason to suck your head's cock. Ah. I see I've struck a chord. Oh, don't lie to me. Even you know better than that. You've thought about it before, haven't you? About kneeling behind my desk and begging me to use your mouth for my pleasure. About taking my rock-hard cock down your throat over and over until you're gagging and I can see the drool spilling from your lips. You're filthier than I could have even imagined. What else have you thought about? Say it. I don't care if you're embarrassed. You should be embarrassed to have had such dirty, nasty thoughts about someone so far above you. Oh, go on. There's no point in having shame now, is there? You've been acting like a shameless little whore since the moment you set foot in my office. Since the moment you set foot on this campus, really. Ah. You like the idea of being punished. Well, you've certainly done enough to earn it. And I have quite a few ideas of how to do it, too. There. My desk is all cleared off now. All ready for you to bend yourself over it. That's right. Why don't you flip your skirt up, too? Show off your slutty ass for me, since you're already sticking it out like you're desperate for me to touch it. Yes, sir. Aren't you well behaved? Maybe you are a quick learner after all. You really do dress like a slut. These are such pretty, lacy, tiny panties. It's almost as if you were expecting me to see them. Well, it doesn't really matter. You don't get to keep them anyway. Maybe I'll let you put them back on later. If you're lucky. Although I doubt you would mind walking around without them. You'd probably get quite a thrill out of it, actually. And your ass looks so pretty bare. Bent right over my desk. Just waiting to take the punishment it's earned. Speaking of which... Oh, did that one hurt? Thought this was what you wanted. Huh? Huh? Hey, shh. You're being so loud, sweetheart. Whining already. What if someone comes to see what the commotion is about? That wouldn't be very pleasant now, would it? Especially if it was another student. They'd spread a story like that around the entire college in minutes. Everyone would hear all about how the campus whore stripped and bent over the head's desk just because she couldn't make it at this school any other way. that pathetic? I think it is. Oh, pull yourself together. We're not done yet. And I guess that despite the pain, you're enjoying yourself. But let's check first, shall we? You're even more wet than I imagined. So excited to finally live out your naughty little fantasies. And if I just touch you right here, you really just can't stay quiet. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised that a failure like you suffers from a lack of self-restraint. But I would like to teach you some. That is my job, after all. Making sure you learn what you need to know. And I take it very seriously. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm feeling generous, so I'm gonna keep touching you. Just like this. While I do that, I'm going to allow you to play with your tits however you like. However, you are not going to be allowed to make any noise. If you do, well, you'll only find out if you disobey. But I suggest you do your best to control yourself. Is that understood? I said, is that understood? Good. And don't ever stop calling me sir, or I might have to punish you even more. Squeezing your own tits while I'm down here making your cunt squirm under my touch. I'm surprised you can take so much stimulation at once. No, I don't want you to stop. I'd prefer you to squeeze harder, actually. And I can see how hard your nipples are from here. Why don't you give them some attention? That's right. Keep pinching and twisting until you're sure they'll be extra sensitive for days after. I want them poking through the slutty little tank tops you wear when the fabric rubs against them. I want so many people staring that you go from the attention. But then again, you probably won't even be embarrassed, will you? You'll flush just from the pleasure of all those indecent stares. God, I wish I could see your face right now. You must be trying so hard not to make a single little noise, biting your lip, screwing up your pretty eyes, maybe holding back tears. I'm right, aren't I? This is just so hard for you. It almost makes you want to give in, doesn't it? Just one little moan or whimper, it would make everything feel so much better. It would give you that release that you're craving so desperately. No. You're going to be good. How impressive. I think you deserve a reward for that. I want to let you feel my tongue right on this pretty, naughty, dripping pussy. You'll like that, won't you? Don't speak. Just nod your head. That's right. I knew you were a greedy little slut. I can practically feel your cunt clenching around my tongue. Feels like you're gonna come soon. Oh yeah, that's right. Shove your ass back like the desperate whore you are. Show me how badly you want to come for me. Show me that you want to come. Folded over my desk with your ass covered in red from the spankings you so badly deserved. I might just have to give you what you want. Oh? Did you say something? Oh, don't go quiet now. I already heard you whimpering.
I'm gonna come and fuck. Oh god, oh god. Huh?
But you didn't get to come, did you? No, you didn't. And why not? Because you disobeyed the single rule Sir gave to you. I know it's hard to remember these things, empty-headed as you are, but I really thought that you could behave yourself. I did tell you that there would be consequences for forgetting, didn't I? Oh well. It's no good to dwell on the past. All I can do is teach you not to repeat your mistakes. So we're going to do that again. I'm going to bring you to the brink of orgasm again. And I'm not going to let you come. If you make another noise, we'll do it again and again until you finally learn how to keep your pretty little mouth shut. Does that sound fair to you? Just nod or shake your head, sweetheart. Unless you'd prefer to speak and earn another round of edging before we even begin. Good girl. Thank you. makes me want to keep you all for myself. If you weren't so intent on whoring yourself out, I might actually try. Keep playing with those pretty tits now. I don't want this to be easy for you. So we're going to keep you overstimulated if we can. Almost there again already. I can feel it. Your cunt gripping my fingers, thighs tightening around my hand. Such a shame. We lost it again. But you haven't made any noise yet. So maybe this time will be better. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Just a nod, no noise. That's a good girl. I said, shut the fuck up. Now you're doing much better than I expected. And fuck, have you ever been this wet before? I'll allow you to speak just this once. I won't punish you for it, I promise. I'm much better than the college boys you've been sucking off on the weekends, aren't I? I'm not surprised. You wasted so much time chasing after them. But after all that, you ended up here. On your knees, begging for me instead. Maybe if you'd come to me sooner, you wouldn't have gotten yourself into quite so much trouble. But you just didn't know any better, did you? You didn't know that you needed me. And you didn't know how much I wanted you. Fuck you. Can you be a good girl and let me make you come on my cock? Yes, sir. Oh, that's just perfect. This pretty little pussy is gonna get you out of trouble. Unless you decide to cause some more, of course. Knowing you, I'm sure you'll find a way. But that'll be alright. We'll just do this. All over again. Make all the noise you want, sweetheart. I want everyone to hear you. If someone hears you, I'll just have another excuse to punish you for all your slutty behavior. And I have so many ideas for a dirty little girl like you. Fuck. Such a tight, naughty pussy. I get to do what I like with it. And you fucking love that, don't you? Don't you? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. You just needed an excuse to let me use you. To give up your naughty, sexy body to someone who knows exactly what to do with it. That's right. Moan for me, you little slut. Fuck. I want to put you in front of a mirror so I can see your face, too. Hmm? What was that you just whimpered out for me? Do it again. Next time? There will be a next time, sweetheart. You're all mine. I'm keeping you here for as long as I want, so I can use your body in every way I can think of. And you're gonna be a good little slut for me. You're all mine. Fucking mine. Now, with me. Let me fuck you through it. Nice and slow. Oh, God. That's a good girl. Oh, you really thanking me just for fucking you? God, you're addicted to my cock already. Come here. On my lap. Oh, you're absolutely staying at this college, sweetheart. I'm not letting you go anywhere. However, I think that as a student on probation, you're going to need a bit of extra supervision. So I'll expect to see you in this office, shall we say, once a week to start? Greedy girl. Come back tomorrow then, if you're so eager. The same time as today. Don't be late. Good. Now put your slutty little clothes back on and get out of my office. Next time I see you, I expect you to be dressed just like that. That's a good girl.